Hey, Penny Droppers. I feel like I need to do some deep breathing. Have you ever felt like you wanted to throw your computer out the window or into a nearby river? Because heads up, I am recovering or going through, I don't know, that feeling right now. So for the last couple of hours, I've been trying to get really fancy in my promotion and create a carousel post for LinkedIn. Do you know the ones? The ones where you click on them and they go through and you get this whole story. It was to get people to think about the benefits of podcasting. And I'd spent a fair bit of time in Canva creating 10 slides that looked good, would work in sequence with copy that I thought seemed compelling. And look, while I love these types of graphic design programs like Canva that help non-graphic designers like me make things look good, the non-graphic designers still need to do a fair bit of fiddling to actually make things look good. So I'd finally reached that point where I thought things were looking good. And so I went to post it on LinkedIn, only to find that LinkedIn stopped carousel posts in July this year. So that's where the throwing the computer into the river began. But I'm not one to easily give up. So I thought, I'm not going to let this time be wasted. So I did some Googling and I realized that there is a workaround. And so then I spent more time doing the workaround. And even then, when I'd done all that extra work, the final product still doesn't look anywhere near as good. And I didn't have the time nor the patience to fix it. And so now I feel like all of that time that I've spent fiddling has been wasted. So why am I debriefing on this with you here? Because there are heaps of people who could have told me all of this if I just asked. I'm not yelling at you, I'm yelling at myself. I reckon we do this stuff all the time. We try and do stuff ourselves that we probably shouldn't because we're making decisions based on available technology rather than available capacity. Just because the technology is there to use doesn't mean we can use it effectively. And I see this all the time with my podcasting clients. They know that there's technology there that means that they should be able to make a podcast from their bedroom, which is cheaper than getting help. But then when they try, they get completely overwhelmed and no doubt end up feeling like I am right now. We do this so much. What are you wasting time on that would be better spent on getting some help? I wonder what it is we think we're saving, because it's not time, nor money, nor sanity. Luckily today, I care more about the longevity of my computer than the graphic quality of my carousel. Actually, you can be the judge of that. Jump onto LinkedIn, have a look. Go and see if you can find and point out the flaws that are causing me so much grief today. Why not get in touch? Send me a message if you want to have a chat about what podcasting could do for you. I look forward to your comments on LinkedIn. Otherwise, I'll talk to you here next time.